the workers needed.
We should be careful that we connect with all our sanitariums, those who will give a right mold to the work. Characters are to be formed here after the divine similitude. It is not the expensive dress that will give us influence, but it is by true Christian humility that we shall exalt our Savior. Our only hope for success in doing good to the people of the world who come to our sanitariums as guests is for the workers, each and every one, to maintain a living connection with God. The dress of sanitarium helpers is to be modest and neat, but the dress is not so important as the deportment. The matter of greatest consequence is that the truth be lived out in our lives, that our words be in harmony with the faith we profess to hold. If the workers in our sanitariums will surrender to God and take a high position as believers in the truth, the Lord will recognize this, and we shall see a great work done in these institutions. Experienced helpers. It is not the wisest course to connect with our sanitariums too many who are inexperienced, who come as learners, while there is a lack of experienced, efficient workers. We need more matronly women and men who are sound and solid in principle, substantial men who fear God and who can carry responsibilities wisely. Some may come and offer to work for small wages because they enjoy being at a sanitarium or because they wish to learn. But it is not true economy to supply an institution largely with inexperienced helpers. If the right persons are connected with the work, and if all will humble their hearts before God, although there may now be a heavy debt resting upon the institution, the Lord will work in such a way that the debt will be lessened, and souls will be converted to the truth, because they see that the workers are following in the way of the Lord and keeping His commandments. This is the only hope for the prosperity of our sanitariums. It is useless to think of any other way. We cannot expect the blessing of God to rest upon us if we serve God at will and let Him alone at pleasure. It is not necessary that we should cater to the world's demands for pleasure. There are other places in the world where people may find amusement. We need at our sanitariums substantial men and women. We need those who will reveal the simplicity of true godliness. When the sick come to our institutions, they should be made to realize that there is a divine power at work, that angels of God are present.